Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday Evening PGN. This is Deborah with you this evening. It's a pleasure to be here. And good to be back and good to be among you. So thank you for those of us who are joining, dialed in, which you're welcome to dial in at any time for ministry and prayer and testimony at 319-527-6027. So thank you again for joining us. It is, we're in July 6th. I hope everyone had a good weekend, a safe weekend, and that the blessing of the Lord is with you as you walk in his liberty and his freedom, as stated in Galatians. Yes, we do walk with the Lord. I'm multitasking, if you can't tell. We do walk with the Lord in his freedom and by his grace, as Galatians declares and states to us. And we don't ever mistake his grace. Let me just go there now and read it. I was going to read something else, but let me just read this in Galatians that I'm speaking of it. Whoa. The drop down is, for some reason, taking an awful long time. Okay. Galatians. So now this is the New King James Version, but Galatians 2:20 and 21 is most important. But starting at 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life in which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Amen. Glory to God. Who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not, verse 21, set aside the grace of God, for the righteousness comes through the law. Then Christ died in vain. And let me read that last verse, because this is so vitally important to walking in the Spirit and living in the Spirit, right? And we are known as sons and daughters if we live in the Spirit. So the voice version and just verse 21 says, I cannot dismiss God's grace, and I won't. If being right with God depends on how we measure up to the law, then the anointing sacrifice on the cross was the most tragic waste in all of history. So come on, let's bring it. That is a very good. So talking about, let me go back to the New King James Version, because I do want to read in Psalm. I just want to give a testimony to the Lord, and I was kind of pondering about this, but then I thought, you know, this really does bring the Lord honor and to his name and to his ways. So in Psalm 111, so Psalm 111, it says, I praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasured in them. His work is honorable and glorious. So I just want to give, when we give a testimony and speak of what the Lord did, it's because it's honorable and glorious unto him, because it's his ways. And his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. So we are to recall and to remember them, right? All of his wonderful works. That's what they were made for. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. And he will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works and giving them a heritage of the nations. So I'm just going to stop right there. So praise the Lord. So I just want to give, so in stating that, excuse me, I want to give a little testimony on how this whole home, new home thing came about. Excuse me. Probably should have muted my phone before I coughed. So when we were living at our other house, I remember praying and interceding and asking the Lord, you know, when we were going to move, because, you know, it was John and I were, you know, our children were grown and they left. And I heard the Lord say that you will be moving within 3 years. You will be moving within the next 3 years. And so I pondered that in my heart, right? And I said, okay, Lord, I will move. Like when you say move, I will move. But Lord, I don't, because we have the neighbors that were around us across the street, kitty corner across the street, and then on both sides of us, we were all there for many years. I mean, we lived there 15 years. All of them were almost equally there as long, and for many years. And I said, Lord, but I don't want to be the first ones to move. That's what I said. But don't let us be the first ones to move. A few months later, like unexpectedly, the people across the street from us moved. Okay. And I mean, they called John in to help them, and it was very personable. And so I was like, this is odd. And I didn't tell John about my prayer or the response of the Lord until a little bit later, until after actually their house sold, I think, until they actually sold it and closed. And then I kind of said that to him and, you know, had shared that with him. And so then, you know, chugging along years later, some of you may have remembered back and let me find in my notes here. I have a whole like little file on testimony of the house sale. The the 2020 census I did, I filled out an application when it came through, and I really, what I was trying to do was get an office job because I like to put things in order and put things in a row and then just, you know, chug along that way. So on the particular application, it asked if you like to talk to strangers or, you know, approaching people you don't know and speaking to them. And I even think I put, no, I don't like that. Thinking, I just want the office job, you know. And I thought later, if they call me, this is going to be a miracle. Last September, because we were during Labor Day, because we usually go out of town there because my daughters have birthdays that weekend. Anyways. They did call me and ask me if I wanted a job to work for the census, and they're trying to really redo their whole approach and reputation that they have to be respectful and kind to the people. And, you know, it's more towards commerce so that they can build things in the community and provide for the people and not like this harsh immigration thing that they've been known for. Okay, so there's a turn on that, just to say that. And but I knew when I got this job and I said yes to the job. So I came in at the tail end of it. They had a big push to finish right before actually the election. They needed to finish in November. And so they were just calling in people all over to finish for them, finish doing this headcount. So anyways, I knew when I got this job that there was something very significant to it. And because we see in scripture when there was a census, there were very significant times and things that happened in the Bible and what God was doing and what God was about to do when he started counting the people, numbering the people, and God calling the census and getting everyone in order and getting everyone in their place. Okay, so I knew that there was a significant parallel to scripture as well, that there'd be some type of move involved in this as well. So so shortly after, very shortly after, because I was checking my email for my real estate thing, and I realized I needed to go on to something and pay for whatever, a quarterly thing. I thought it was the receipt for it, but I actually still needed to pay for it. And I thought, well, since I'm in the system, why don't I just look for a house? Like I haven't checked in this area code that we were, you know, desiring to live in and what our criteria was. And when I did, this house came up. And I thought, wow, this is like, you know, pretty much meeting our thoughts and our criteria, which we had been looking for a year. And so I asked John if he wanted to look at the house, and we ended up looking at it on Thursday, which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was the 15th, October 15th, 2020. And so when we looked at that house, we also, that same day when we came back, got an email from another neighborhood stating, we opened up this area if you want to come look at the house. And so I just thought it was odd. I didn't know the second email was going to come through on the same day that we looked at the first house, but it had my attention from the Holy Spirit that it was happening on the same day. And so that Thursday night when I listened to the blog talk, I remember praying and I said, Lord, I asked the Lord to bring forth a word on the blog talk so that I would know which direction. Was this really him leading us? And is this the direction that we should be, you know, going in and heading towards? And that particular night, let me go on my notes here. Okay. Yes, the same day. So then I did pray that night. And the Lord, that the Lord would release a word that I might know if indeed this was his way of leading us. Okay, that's what happened. And a word did come through that particular night, that, and it was early on. It was like before communion even took place. It was like he turned on a dime, Randy turned on a dime and said, somebody's getting a new home. And I knew it was the Lord, and I wanted to text the program, the program text and say, that's me, that word is for me. But I knew it was for other people too, because I know how the Lord works, and he's multifaceted and multifunctioning and multi-blessing, right? He's generous in all that he does. So certainly that would be a word, not just for one person, but a multiple word. But I held on to it as if it was mine, and that was confirming, and that I figured I would confirm that word later to be followed on the broadcast. And then that particular Sunday, so we kind of went in, we talked to the guy, we crunched some numbers, looked at what available lots were left. John had an idea for something else, so it really wasn't, the house that we looked at really wasn't the house for us. Even though we were considering it, we just happened to brought us to this neighborhood. And so that particular Sunday, as many of you know, my son-in-law is a pastor of the church, helps pastor of the church. So at the time, we were kind of going to two churches, and I felt like the Holy Spirit said to me to go to this one particular church that was closer to us, closer to our neighborhood, that we had been going to, and that that the Lord had a word there for me. You will find your answer and your the resolve there for me. And I don't remember what this man preached on, I don't remember what he preached on, but I know he read this verse. And as he was reading the verse, I knew this was my answer, like secured in the word, right? So the word came forth, and then he anchored it in his word, which many times I will tell you, I've asked the Lord, when someone's prayed for me or I don't understand something that's happened to me, I'll say, Lord, you have to show me in your word. And I'll literally do that. And a lot of words are congruent or they're confirming. But I tell you what, if the word didn't come through on the Blog Talk Radio, I wouldn't probably have pursued it. I wouldn't have been so yes, this is the Lord. The Lord nodding his head yes and keep nudging me forward and keep going forward in this. And that really helped me a lot. Okay, so now as we were going, continuing to ask the Lord. So it was Deuteronomy 8 verses, okay, I'm going back and forth my file, verses 7 through 15. So let me read that. It says, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, the land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good of the land in which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and the statutes which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses to dwell in them, And when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold are multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, oh, I just realized something. When your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. So he's saying certainly to thank the Lord for all of this, even every meal. I mean, and we are so mindful to do that even now, just to thank him, because you don't want to forget what the Lord has done for you and every single meal, because we can easily forget, just like the Israelites did, right? We can easily forget and think that it was us, or cause that to slip away when it's the Lord's greatness, just like I read in Psalm 111, it's honorable unto him. It's glorious unto him, and his name is why I want to bring this forth. And so there you have it. So that was, I believe that was the 18th of October. And then on the 22nd, well, all the contract work, the paperwork states the 22nd. Some of the pre-contract was signed on the 22nd, and then there was, because there's a ton of paperwork, and then some of the other paperwork, the second stash that we had to do, was on the 23rd, or some other people had to sign within the company. But there were a total of 22 signatures, and for those that have talked about this before, the number 22 just kept coming up repeatedly throughout this whole transaction. And the model name of our house was called the Ashland, which literally means vision. And there are many things that I looked up. Naturally, a person, I know that I'm a numbers person, and the lot number and the house number, all of those things, the Lord was just reiterating things to me. The night before we even went to the to pick things out, I felt like the Lord say that you need to pick the color blue. If blue is available, pick blue. And so that's what we did. And so here we are sitting in a blue house. And it was interesting that we had, it was just interesting, the number 22 came up there again. And the people were moving in from out of town, another state. We were supposed to close on one specific time frame or date, but something wasn't in order for them. And then they ended up closing on the 22nd, February 22nd. Is when they ended up closing. And they actually, we received a phone call on the 19th. They were supposed to close on the 19th. I literally received a phone call it was a phone call at 2 p.m. in the afternoon on the 19th that they weren't closing until Monday the 22nd. The 22nd. So that number just continually keeps coming back up on the 22nd. Okay. And we pray with the keys and continuing to ask the Lord to show me what it is, you know, about the 22 and about, you know, what is happening and unlocking things and whatnot. And then this time when we moved in, thank you everyone who prayed for us, because we closed on Monday. We were walking into the closing, the movers called and said they couldn't make it. Just bizarre. And then the closing was like 2.5 hours, but I was like, I am not leaving here without the key to the house, literally. I was like, I am not leaving until you give us the key. So praise God that came through, and we just made do with what we could move in our car that first night. And then Tuesday we spent the entire day, really. I ended up getting on my Fitbit, I think I had 17,000 steps. Oh my gosh, you know what? I had 17,000 steps on my thing, and it literally said I burned 2,222 calories. That last Tuesday, the day we moved in here. So praise God. It was very nice to be here, nice and quiet sleep. And we're fortunate. We're still getting used to it. We're still unpacking. We thought we got rid of a lot to downsize to come here, which we did. but we still have even more to get rid of. So it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable, but good. So on the day that we left the apartment, okay, which was an interval of 2 days, right? So Monday, Tuesday, the Lord showed me three people who we affected. And I don't even know all of how, you know, and it would be nice to run into these people again and to talk to them a little bit further so I could kind of discern what it would be. So the neighbor across the hall, another guy that John and I would run into at the fitness center and walking our dog, yada, yada. And then there was another girl that lived in our building. And when I used to pray for the building, those of you that remember me saying this, I would say the building number, which I would pray for 1255. That was the building number. And I would pray for everyone in the building, right? And by that building number. Well, when we left, it realized that one of the gals that lived in the building, John had talked to her, and one of the gals, she used to go to our old church, and she knows our daughter. And she ended up texting our daughter and said, "Hey, I think I ran into your dad at the apartment. Like, is this, how could this be?" And so she, you know, gave her the story. And I seen her when I was talking to the other neighbor across the street. And I said hi to her, and I said, "Hey, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you." Like, I ran into her several times. I had seen her walking her dog and just crossing paths with her. I did not even recognize her. But in that moment when I was talking to her, the Lord was showing me my 1255 actually affecting her. It was something. So the good thing is there's enough established if we run into these people again that we certainly could have a conversation that we could determine what that would be. So praise God for that, really, for his light, his marvelous light, and allowing us to shine and to be vessels. And, you know, I was thinking about angels, how the angels lead us and whatnot. And then there was, like the next box that I opened up, there were angels in it. It was just so, like, the Lord was just, and I was pondering something about a number, and I was saying, "Lord, what does that mean? I don't understand it. Like, please show me and expound on it." The next day, I got a devotional with the verse in it, and it's just explaining and starting your day with prayer. It was just, the Lord was just very faithful to do those things. So I just want to bring that forth for his honor and for his glory, and that he brought us here for a purpose, and it's not in vain. And even John had said, when we were asked going to do it in that house, he said, "But there's some up, you know, I don't know why the opposition from the enemy, you know, but the Lord's going to do something." So so we're just thankful to be here. I mean, there's a lot of families. There's not really many people our age, which is fine. We knew that. And we like kids. We like the activity and the life that they bring. So it's all good. So thank you so much for letting me share that. And let me just look on here and see if there's anything else that I mean, one thing the Lord is showing me since we've been here, which I'll have to follow up with this another week, is being led by the Spirit, and really being led by the Spirit. You know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom and there is liberty. And the enemy likes to twist that and, you know, entice us with sin that that we think we're going to have liberty, or we think there's freedom in that and freedom to choose and whatnot, but it's actually, he's roping us in, and it's not. But being led by the Spirit, and those who are led by the Spirit, Jesus was, and how truly that affected even the whole community, It affected things at large, not just in their life and the immediate results, you know, the circumference and the surrounding, but then also at large in the community. There's something even more to that, and following with Jesus, right? So my sons and daughters who walk in the Spirit will be known, you know, those who walk in the light and Spirit will be known as children of God. And so something really powerful and impactful in that. And, okay, let me just briefly. Okay. Oh, lastly, there's two things that happened, lastly, okay, but they're the same testimony. This one bookshelf thing that came in the house, we weren't keeping it in the house. It just needed to stay in the garage. But what happened when they packed it is they put stuff on the bookshelf and then wrapped the bookshelf up. Well, there were a couple of things that were on the shelf that I needed, but not the shelf itself. So as I was taking that apart, and they were just things like, really, there was an Afghan that my mom had purchased, and it was in a little, or, yeah, she purchased, and it was in a little Ziploc plastic bag. And so taking it off of the shelf and a dime falls. There was nothing on the shelf relevant to money. A dime falls from I don't know where. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I can't believe I just found a dime out of the middle of nowhere. And, I mean, it was just like I know it was the Lord's blessing in his hand. And then when we were putting the dryer together and the thing John was in the other room, and a dime come flying out of the hose or whatever. Anyway, it just was, I just know it was the Lord in preparation to everything he said in his word about multiplying and increasing and coming forth. So I don't know. I mean, the Lord does his part. We're just going to follow him and thank him and bless and honor his glorious name. So thank you so much for joining us this evening, and we're going to open up the phone lines to pray, and I know the Lord will meet us as well. So, Father, I just thank you. Lord, may your name receive all the honor and all the glory. God, we thank you for your wonderful and marvelous works. Lord, keep working in our family, God. Keep extending your hand and your heart and your way and your Spirit towards us, God, and for every listener, God, as well. Father, we thank you for moving on their behalf, for moving on their family bloodline, God. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God. It's from generation to generation to generation. Lord, let your majestic and powerful and mighty acts be known, be spoke of, God, be remembered. And we thank you, Lord, that our children will know miracles. They'll experience miracles. They'll experience the height and the length and the depth and the width of your love, God, in such a way, Lord, that they will not turn from you, but they will yield to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Okay, 205-531. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Who am I speaking to? Hello. 205-531. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Can you hear me? Hello. 205-531. Maybe you have me muted on your end. I'm not sure if you can hear my voice, but I can hear a little bit of noise. 205. Okay. We'll come back, but they do have their hand up, so I do know they want ministry. So 803-991. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Debbie. Angela, South Carolina.
Hi, Angela. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you. Yes. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. Well, I'm going to mute you for a second just because I'm hearing a little bit. But unless, I don't know, that sounded like the same noise I was hearing earlier, so maybe it's my phone line. But I just muted for a second. I'll come right back to you. Father, thank you, Lord, for Angela, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. We just bring her to your throne, God, and to your altar, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your precious gifts and your precious ways, God, and your precious blood, Lord. We thank you for pouring out your blood on her behalf, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, and even for being a precious stone, God, a cornerstone, God, that is received and that is set by your precious blood poured out by your precious cute Lord, for setting, setting things, like he's setting things by his blood, like that cornerstone is actually set by his blood. It's setting things in place and securing things. So the corner of that, like that's as being, it's setting, he's setting things in place, and I'm seeing the corner of it, like I guess when you're building something, you build the corners first and the foundation to set the foundation. So I'm seeing things being set and secured, and we say, I thank you, Lord. I thank you that Christ is being established. Christ will rule and reign in these places and these foundations that are secure. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Father God. We thank you for the ground and the land, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. And let me just do one thing here. I really wanted the New Testament verses, so let me see if I can. Hold on one second. I'm just going forward on this to try to get. Okay. Oh, precious. So I know the word precious. Okay, so in the New Testament, it's a lot in Peter. Let's say 1 Peter, 2 Peter, if you ever look this up. Okay. It is First Peter, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb, and then coming to him as a living stone, but chosen by God and precious, precious blood. Yeah, precious blood is precious in the sight of God, precious faith, precious promises. Yes, a precious promise. Precious blood, though, that's where I think what I was thinking was 1 Peter 1:19, 1 Peter 1. Okay. Yeah, there was something about the precious blood that was establishing things. I was just seeing, like, it literally was like a cornerstone, and it was being set. And so I don't know if it's like significant of the Lord building, building and setting things in place for the foundation, but he's definitely going to rule and reign in those areas that he's building. And but I've seen it set, being set, and it's in place. So yeah, it's so it must be being built upon, where though like his precious blood over the precious stones and the, I mean, certainly we would declare that his blood is precious, but, yeah, but when he builds with it, that becomes precious as well, you know.
Amen.
Very good. Yeah, so I don't know if that bears witness or any significance, but that's what I was saying.
Amen. I receive it. Wow. This is the second time I've called in, and you've always said something about a song I have sung earlier that day, or because I was singing on the way home, I was singing That God Is My, well, it's a song by Marvin Wines. I don't know if you've heard it, but it says, My Precious Cornerstone, God in the Flesh, now seated upon His throne. But yeah, I was singing that on the way home from work today, like the cornerstone.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
That is. This is the second time. And I thank you so much for your testimony. That just gives me hope because I want to own a home one day also with some land. So that was a beautiful testimony, how God was working with the numbers with you, how He works in numbers.
Yeah.
You know, that was powerful.
Yeah. And when I say land, I just mean this is a plot. Our land is a plot because it's really just, but this is the land. This is what we own is this plot of land. Yeah, so.
That's wonderful, too.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, wow, praise the Lord. So that's so interesting about the song thing. Bless the Lord. I think last time I was talking about how your song is very effective. And it might be, you know, it might be that the Lord is just giving you the assurance or the, But, you know, a lot of times, too, the Lord can speak in songs. And a lot of times some people miss that. And they just, their heart is really joyful and delighted, like while they're singing or a song that they hear. But it's actually the Lord speaking through those lyrics, you know?
Well, that's why I was calling back tonight, because you kept saying last week, well, week before last, when I called, you kept saying, you said, I hear a song you're singing like a national anthem, like a song of liberty, like a anthem, a hymn or something. And you kept saying it. I was thinking, you know, I told you it was a song, Trenches, that I had been listening to, but it wasn't Trenches.
Yes, I did listen to that,
It was a song that I was singing earlier that morning before I went to work, and it was by Aretha Franklin, and it's called Never Gonna Break My Faith. That was the song you were referring to, but I didn't get it to
you.
Said it kept an anthem. I was like, wow, it's a little anthem. That's the Trenches don't sound like an anthem song. And I kept thinking, I'm like, I said, you're talking about Aretha Franklin, Never Gonna Break My Faith, because that's a song about the injustice of racial equality and how she, this song, I mean, it sounds like when you hear it, just to me, it sounds like she's calling the heavenly host down from heaven in this song, because she starts off asking, you know, talking to the Lord, and then she ends it with Thy Will Be Done. And it's a powerful, moving song. Like you said, it could be a national anthem for the world. I mean, that's just how strong it is. So that was the song, because you kept saying Liberty. And I'm like, what song was that? And I got to think, because I sing so many songs about that. I was like, I thought she was referring to, you know, you were telling her,
Aretha
Franklin. It's by Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, that
and
does.
It's place
that
back
is
in
more,
the 60s.
Because
you kept saying
like
community. And, so I said, that makes sense. I said, okay. So, so I just want to thank you for that. But that's what you were implying. That was the song I had sung earlier that morning before I went to work, and I was singing that. And, so that was the song. It's Never Gonna Break My Faith. It's very
I wrote
moving.
That down so I can listen to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that is more suited. Because I listened to Trenches, and it was like, this seems,
Yeah, it wasn't Trenches. Trenches are good, but
that's
that
really
one.
Powerful.
Yeah, it's a powerful song, I just heard it actually this year myself, I believe, but she made it back in the 1960s, and I love it. I love it. It really moves me. It can move a lot of people because it's for everyone. It's not it's like you said, community and the world could be like a national anthem for the world. But that's how powerful it is. But so then today I called and you talk about the cornerstone. I was singing that song on the way home from work today. So that's just amazing. So thank you.
Yeah. And I think the last time too I was mentioning something about how even you singing is a like it's like a intercession, but it's releasing mm-hmm. something, yeah, and changing the atmosphere and stuff too. Yeah, like yeah, that's very powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, you did tell me that. Yeah, it was very moving. So yeah.
I was thinking about. Yeah. I was thinking about that today, the Lord's words where he does say in his prayer, thy will be done. And, because I was pondering, we don't, thy will be done. Yeah, I was pondering that a little bit today and how much do we actually really pray that when we do different prayer vigils and, you know, prayer. Anyway, yeah, I was thinking about those very words, thy will be done.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, I think I forgot to say that.
Yeah, and that he told us to pray that, like he asked us to pray, like this is how you should pray, mm-hmm. that thy will be done.
Right, right.
Yeah,
that's
what she said
in that song, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes, it is.
That's cool. So I'll have to listen to that. I look forward to it. Very
yeah,
good.
That's
But is there anything? Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's cool. Is there anything specific you'd like prayer for, any prayer requests?
Just for my father. If you pray for my father. You all have been so gracious. You all pray for him. This whole thing started with his illness and stuff, so yeah, if you could just, his name is David.
Okay. So you're praying for his healing, or is he,
Yeah, for healing and just he's been battling diabetes for since last year and a half, and high blood pressure, and they're thinking something is going on with his kidneys, but we're not claiming that. We're claiming healing for him. But yeah.
Okay. Sure. Okay, Father, we just lift up Angela's father to you, David. Lord, we lift him up to you, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask that you do a work in his life, God, that you would do work physically, spiritually, God, with his soul. As well, God, that you would help him in his soul to bring healing, God, where there's woundedness, to heal that, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you would leave your imprint and your footprints, God, and his wife, God, that he could follow you, Lord, like imprint him so he could follow you in your footsteps, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for his healing, God, and that he would participate even in the natural as he can to bring forth healing and balance in his body, Lord, and to care for it, God, for he's fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord, and, Lord, that you call him marvelous, Lord, as in Psalm 139, God. And I thank you, Lord, that in this marvelous and wonderful work, Lord, that he would receive from you, Lord, and he would become your conduit and your vessel, God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for making him pliable unto your ways, Lord, just pliable, God, like a conduit that's very pliable, God, to receive, Lord, and for the outflow to come to, Father. So I thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for doing a work in his life and a work in his soul and for healing for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you
amen.
So much.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too, Deborah. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Thank you. Here we go. 205-531. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Julia May of Alabama.
Okay, Julia May. I knew somebody was there. No, that's been a lot good. How are you doing, Julia May?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. Glad to hear it. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Julia May, God. I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for her standing tall. God, for her standing in her testimony. God, for her standing in righteousness. God, in Jesus' name, I see you standing, just standing in the Lord and, like, growing taller and taller. So in your testimony and in your righteousness and in the Lord. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for doing that. God, for making her feet secure. God, on solid ground, Lord, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, and may she have the gospel of peace on her feet as well, God, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yeah, so the testimony is being heard. So I'm asking the Lord, why you're getting taller. Looks at the trees. Thank you, God. So, yeah, I think it's a way of it's being more established. Like it's established and its roots are going down. Like long, you know, when you have a group of trees and there's one tree that stands out more than the other because it's been there longer and it's been established in the roots, you know, so it's you can notice it. And that's what I kind of see happening with you is that it's you're going to be standing out. Maybe that's why I'm seeing the standing and the testimony and the roots of it and it coming forth is yeah, I just see you standing in righteousness, standing in the testimony, and standing in the Lord. But there are roots that have gone down in that, and then I think it's going to cause you to stand out, which is very—I've never seen anything like it, or heard anything like it. But yeah, so praise the Lord. That's the whole stand thing. Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Stand out. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Oh,
yeah, because if you're going to have a root, yeah, those are good root systems in righteousness and testimony and in the Lord. Yeah. So praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Father.
Yeah.
Amen. And do you have any specific prayer requests?
Yes, I'm thanking God for Jenna. I had to put her back in the hospital this morning. She she has a lot of fluid, and her doctor sent her to the heart specialist. When she had pneumonia the third time, it took some fluid on her heart, and now she got some more fluid. She's so swollen, her legs swollen so bad to their heart is a rock. Her stomach's so tight and it's so big she can't really bend, and she getting short when it goes. She can't halfway get out of the bed because she can't have you bend over. Her stomach's keeping her from bending, and she just gets so short-winded, and she pull her thing. She wobbling like a little duck because she can't have walk her head so her thighs and blow up so big they can't halfway move by each other, so she kind of wobbling a bit. So God is she's in the hospital now, and they going to give her something to pull the fluid off, but they're going to have to go ahead and pull that fluid off. And, I'm doing that, and I want to pray for people unemployment. I'm trying to get I'm still trying to find me a job virtual because some of her help is, I don't think I'm going to be able to really go back in the workforce for those hours. So if I can get some,
remote
on the computer, because I bought my computer and I got the headphones and everything. I'm just looking online, so just trying to find a job, So mostly past 30 plus years I've been working, in the school system. But I do know something about computers, so maybe I can find some to help, fill in data and stuff like that.
That'd be great. Okay, yes. Well, let's pray.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Father, we just lift up Jennifer to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the doctors, Lord, and all of their tasks and techniques, God, and procedures, Father God, that they have for her, God. We pray that they would benefit her in every way that they can for her physical body, God. I pray that you relieve this fluid, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We pray, God, for safety in every procedure, God, and no infection. We just bind any other intruder in her physical body in Jesus' name. We pray for her heart, Lord, to function and to pump as it ought, Lord, in Jesus. Thank you, God, for just relieving any pain and causing the swelling to go down, Lord, and this fluid to be gone, Lord, just drained out of her body, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just pray for the preservation upon her life, God, to preserve her, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your comfort and your compassion and your loving kindness that you extend towards her, God. And we ask that you touch her now with your virtue, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. And, Lord, we pray for the job search, Lord, and inquiries that Julia May will have, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, I ask that you grant her favor, Lord, great grace and great favor as she searches for a job. God, let it find be something well-suited and fitted for her, God, that will make provision for her family and for her needs, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. Your word says that you give us the power to get wealth in our hands, Lord. We ask that you bless her hands, Lord, and you bless that word of increase upon her, God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I pray that she would, if she hasn't already, God, let many people know that she's looking for a job, God, and that people would want to help her, God, and want to hire her and give her a position and a placement, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And also, I mean to say, her liver is enlarged, so. I forgot about this.
Oh.
They said that might be due to the liver is also enlarged.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, Lord, we speak to her liver, God, in Jesus' name. We ask for healing to come forth, Lord, and balance, God, and that you would bring that back to its original, God, that you would reconcile it according to your word, Lord, that says in Colossians 1:20, God, that you reconcile all things, God, whether it's on earth or in heaven, through the blood of Jesus on the cross, God, you bring peace. So we speak the reconciling peace of God to her liver through the blood and the cross of Christ, as your word brings forth in Colossians. God, we speak that to her now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Man,
thank you. Oh,
amen.
Yeah. I know he's fighting with her. You know, he's been battling, but he's been bringing out, and like I say, he didn't get blurred because everybody still be amazed no matter what she goes through. She come out, they just don't understand it. And I tell them, nobody but God. That's all it is. Nobody but God. He's fighting with us.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. We'll continue to pray for her. Yeah. For sure.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And we look forward to hearing about a new job soon, too.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you. Now, we'll look for it. I keep your phone off. Okay, dude.
Yeah. Okay, bless you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next caller is 251-229. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hi, this is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Oh, hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for calling and joining us this evening. Pleasure to have you. So, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you. I just thank you for, you know, there's a thing that there's like I see you, like there's a thing where like okay, when I was a kid, there were these like different types of toys and different like little handheld different little things. But you would put them up to a light, like in the lamp, like next to the lamp where there was a bright light. And then when you moved it away from the light, it still would glow, and it still would, like, so you would take it, you know, someplace dark, and it would still be glowing because it took on the resemblance of the light, whatever that mechanism was that could carry the light. For being close to the light, it lit up itself. Anyways, I see you in, as a reflector of the light. Like, I see reflecting the light, but we reflect the light even more. Well, we always carry it because of Christ within us. But the more that you spend time with Christ yourself and close to the light, you will reflect that, you know, like a greater brightness, if you will, of and it to be. So I see. Okay, let's go back to this word. You being a reflection, a reflector of the light, a reflector of the light, where you are in Jesus' name. It actually catches people's eye. You know how if you walk at night, there's people who walk at night and they have they make like those. They're not slacks, but like the gym pants that have a reflector strip on them so that when the light goes by, it catches it and they can see it, and it's a reflector of the light, and it reflects the light. And so I kind of see that, like it catching the eye of people, reflector, being a reflector of the light. Thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for directing her steps, God, and taking her to those places, Lord, that you desire her to reflect light, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, and let her steps be your steps, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, and thank you, Lord. You know, so we can seem sometimes like so casual in what we do, but it's really the Lord directing us, you know, like me just talking about angels, and then the next thing I know, I'm opening a box with angels in it, you know, where I could have grabbed any of the 20 boxes, you know. And so it just seems so casual, or I'm just getting my work done, or I'm just doing the next thing. That box is just, you know, the next one on top, whatever. You know, we could make a lot of excuses. We're trying to reason it out, not excuses, but try to reason it out. But it truly is the Lord directing us. And, you know, I think I've said this before, like in the New Testament, there in the Hebrew or the Greek, there is no word for coincidence. It is the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's working. It's his direction, his instruction, you know, the Holy Spirit. And, yeah, and so it can sometimes feel maybe casual, for a lack of better word, comfortable. It's because we're comfortable with the Holy Spirit, just like you're comfortable with a friendship, right? And that you do things when you're comfortable in a friendship that you might not do when you haven't reached that point in a different friendship, you know? And so... thank you. I thank you, Lord, for her fellowship with you, God, and just reflect her. Let me just see if I can come up with anything in here. Okay, let me see. Oh. Okay, yeah, it's just, there's no other insight there. Let me just go back to what I was seeing. So the only other thing I see is that the Lord, if you feel like you're seemingly, I would say seemingly walking in a dark place, you yet are a reflector of light. And it does catches people's, it catches their eye, the light that you reflect. And it's not, you know, I think there's places that you go where it may look like, not necessarily that you're a part of these people, like not necessarily their lifestyle, but they permitted to be amongst them. Like they're not, they don't say you don't fit in or anything like that. Like, but then there's something about you, like you go in undetected, but then when you're there, you definitely are a reflector of light. And, yeah, it is that you go in undetected amongst the people, but yet, okay, so you're a Christian, undetected maybe as a Christian, I don't know. And, but you're a reflector of light, and it is catching people's eye that they, but at the same time, they're not, you're still permitted and you're still there. It's because the light, the reflector of the light is, has them curious, and it has them, yeah, it has them curious, but it is a testimony. You know, we can, yeah, there's a testimony in that to Christ, because he does say to be the salt and the light of the earth, you know, and I think I've shared this before here on Blog Talk, but I don't know if you've heard it or not, but when I first came to know the Lord, like where I really, anyways, it was long ago, when I was a teenager, and there were some people witnessing to us on an outing that we used to do. And when the people that I was with were incredibly rude to them, and I kind of sat down, but I never did say anything, you know, but I kind of sat down to separate myself from them. And when these people walked away, the one gal turned and she looked at me, and I remember we caught our eyes like square on. And I remember saying, inwardly to myself, I said to the Lord, because I seen her light, but I said, Lord, I want to be that happy someday. And that's all I said. I knew she had something different, and it was sustaining her inside of her. And she was, you know, while they were having a conversation about these people being rude to them and about Christ, she was literally unoffended. Do you know what I'm saying? And when she walked away, and it was her heart for our soul, like, no, they really, like, and it was when we made eye contact, and I didn't say anything, but I just thought, I thought in my, to the Lord, I want to be that happy someday. Like, I don't know what she's got and how to get it, but I want to be that happy someday. So literally being a light is a powerful, it is so powerful. And I think it gets underrated at times, you know?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's me. I mean, everything that the Lord has shared, I mean, that he's using you to say as his mouthpiece is exactly, because I've walked into like areas that may were, I guess you want to say dark or what have you, and you just seem like you're not alone, but you know that Jesus is your source of light there, and they notice that.
People, yeah.
You know, and they notice it, and it's almost like some of them would like gravitate to it because they know it's something different. And it's Jesus, that light that's shining, because they may have that a different you know, it may be a darkness, like I was saying, and in that area. But once you have Jesus there with that light, they notice it, and you're right. Because over the weekend, I've just been in places that had the darkness or whatever, and you could feel it, but then you go in and you're the light, and they notice it. And so it allows you to be at ease because God is in you.
Because you already have the foundation, even if you're not, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's a verse here, and when you said something, in 2 Corinthians 2:15, it says, "For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing." And there's something about when people are drawn to our light. And, you know, this has to be within the last 6 months, because I know we were in the apartment during this time. But this word, and really seeing when you were saying people are drawn to you and they don't even know why, and but they're like attracted to the light, or they're attracted to something. Well, who don't know, they might use like New Age verbiage to say, some of them might even say light, or they'll say aura or something like that, or chakra or whatever, you know, their thing, like it's really bright, you know what I mean, like, or whatever, like you have good energy or good vibes or whatever, you know, like people, but you know what they're saying, because it's, that's the language that they know, because they haven't learned the language yet, you know. But the fact that they're, what really hit me was, is that the people who are drawn to that and don't know, those literally are people who are perishing. And it really changed my heart to say, like a sense of spiritual discernment that I had never seen before, when those people are, and even asking the Lord, Lord, show me those who are perishing. Don't let me, because if you put those people in my path, you know, and you're directing my steps and they're before me, I don't want it to be like a casual conversation in Target or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? If this person is perishing, please, Lord, don't let me miss this opportunity. You know, don't let me miss it. If you're going to send me someone who is perishing, please, please, God, please don't let me miss what I need to do for you, you know, or for them, you know, because literally, God, it's after their soul, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's
awesome.
It's different because I don't know that I would, well, I wouldn't call a person perishing. I wouldn't label someone that, you know, but when the heart of God comes on you to show you, like, what the Lord is after, and literally they're perishing and they need, you know, the refreshing.
The Lord.
Yeah. The refreshing
of
the Lord.
Refreshing.
Yeah. So may we all do that, you know, may we all, and, you know, may the Lord, may we just keep seeking him, even those people that we meet casually and think, what did that, like, how, you know, and I think of, you know, the people at the apartment, how do I need to pray for them? How do I, you know, how do I intercede? How do I, what is it you're after, you know? And what is my role? Like, is my assignment up? Do I still pray for them? Do I still, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, do you still, it's, I understand what you mean. It's, you know, you are wanting to do your when the Lord is ordering your footsteps, you want to be there to shine the light and be there to let the Lord guide you in that comfort zone.
Yeah,
so when you're around them, they can feel a touch of light, even though they may be a new ager or they may be using something different. You want to be like in God's presence around them so that light, so they can get a touch of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm around people like that. That's God. That that's you know, that you're in full operation of what the Lord has you operating in, because I tell you, His word, it doesn't return to you void, and it's also He's using you and putting His presence all around you, because I've actually been in that and walking among people that may need a touch, you know,
mm-hmm.
for a pretty good while. Yeah.
Wow. See, I had no idea.
Amazing.
I mean, I had no idea. That is amazing, because I literally did see you like walking. You were a reflector because I knew you worked with the preschoolers, right? Do you still do that?
Well, I'm going back and doing that, I think, in August, actually, when the school year starts back up.
Uh-huh.
And so I started doing retail, and that's dealing with, it's a little bit different. I mean, you know, a lot different. I shouldn't say a little bit different, because you deal with people in all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you walk among them, you're going to deal with some that maybe have a light, or some that may need a new agent, or some that. And so the covering of God, you pray, or that I pray, or whomever, that may shine on an everyday basis, that you can be used by Him and touch someone's life on a daily basis, or whenever you go in or what have you. And that's amazing that you, because I don't think I told you I was doing something different. I don't think I did.
No,
that.
I had no idea. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I know that. That's what I was saying. I know that you were. That's why I mentioned the preschoolers, and I said that's what I thought you did. Like, I mean, like if I think about it now, you know. So I had no idea that you switched roles. Yeah.
Yeah, I switched roles just for, you know. And it's different, because, like I was saying, you don't go in and have your baby set up. You go ahead and deal with people in all walks of life and different circumstances. So that's amazing.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, I used to actually do retail for a long time. Well, when we were first married, that's what I did before we were married. I managed a store.
Yeah, so you know.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. that's God, that He would definitely bring that out in you, and you can see, well, she's walking and using her light. So that's amazing. That's I'm I'm baffled. I'm just like, God, thank you.
Mhm. Yeah, that's good. That's encouraging too.
Yeah. And then when you were describing or when you were talking about you wanted to be like the young lady who had the joy of the Lord inside her, that didn't get offended when others were making fun or doing something else. She didn't get offended.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I pray, Lord, just keep me with fruits of the Spirit. Just that's what I want, more of you and less of me. And with that happiness on the inside.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not always easy to do, but I will say I have had times where I have been unoffended, and then there are other times where I will say I feel like I'm impatient. You know, I'm getting impatient with people's shenanigans, you know. So But I have to remember, like, that I do have, you know, that I get tired. I get physically tired, you know what I mean? And that I'm not at my optimal, that's not at my optimal patience level, you know? Or,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So I just have to be aware of, okay, it's not really this, it's really me. Like, I'm not at, like, the last time I said, I feel myself getting impatient with people's shenanigans. Was I was getting tired, you know, and so then I wasn't at my optimal. Where normally that you know what was happening may not have bothered me, you know, it would have been okay. It just would not have bothered me the way, like I wouldn't have felt impatient with it probably, you know. So, anyways, it's just good to know our limits and when we need to, you know. Take a break or realize, hey, my perspective is off right now because I'm off. I'm either tired or I'm hungry or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand you completely because on a day-to-day basis, sometimes it's just, it can get a little bit challenging, you know, but it's a praying walk. You know, you've got to, Laura, please keep me under subjection here.
Yeah.
Because every day it's not that easy. It's not, but it's like, you know, I've got to like, okay, it's like driving a car and someone with road rage is like, I'm not going to let you go. And you're like, but no, I did it. I mean, I let you go first. No, you didn't. And then that can be a challenging situation where,
Yeah, stress. Sometimes stress, or if you're pressed for, yes.
Mm.
So, yeah, but it's good. I mean, it's good. Yeah, when she was, because it is a good testimony when you, if you can press through and not be offended if somebody is cursing you out, or do you know what I mean? Then it is good. And those are times where you do have to fellowship with the Holy Spirit in the moment, you know. And speak to him and have him cultivate us and also in his word, you know, because we can see different attitudes and things in his word that can shape us. And we know we need to, like, as you said, be subjective to that.
Yeah. I mean, because it's so different because before when I was as a preschooler, it's, you know, you walk in, you have your same, you know, the children and everything like that and how you're going to run it. But you deal with different people, different strokes, and different folks, and you kind of say, okay, this is interesting. But then you kind of learn to adapt to different attitudes on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So you kind of...
There is a type of, like, hospitality when you're serving people. It is a type of hospitality because you're actually giving a lot of grace to the person in the moment for them to be themselves. Do you know what I mean? So that you're receiving it and then being able to serve them. So you're right. There's a lot of adapting to that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And the different personalities is kind of, because you may get somebody that's has had a hard day and they're coming in after work and you're like, oh, okay. And you kind of learn how to adapt to it. And then you have somebody that's joyous and you have somebody that's not. And so it's kind of, and then you, like you were saying, you have to be a light to adapt to the situation or to the personality at hand. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's just God.
Yeah.
That's just God using you to show, you know, not only me but others that this is amazing work. This is God. He is working within you, you know. So that's good. That's amazing.
Yeah, amen. And he's working in you as well. So,
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, is there any, do you have any specific prayer requests, Sarah?
Well, I wanted to pray for my daughter, Leah, for her schooling. She's going to start back up in the fall. She's in college. She's 19. And just pray that God leads and guides her footsteps and orders her footsteps, because sometimes she gets a little testy there, but I have to hold on.
Okay. Okay. Does she commute or she stays at school?
Well, I think she's going to be commuting coming up. It's for the fall. I think she's going to be commuting, yeah. And then her work. So just praying that God lead and guide her and her academics is, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And Leah, what's her name, Leah?
Leah, L-E-A-H, Leah.
That's what I wrote down. Okay, yes, we will pray for her. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Leah, God, Sarah's daughter, Lord. I just thank you for that. We thank you for the blessing that Sarah has of faith, Lord, and prayer and authority over her daughter, Lord. We come into agreement with that, Father, in Jesus' name, and we bless Leah in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. We bless her in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you for your protection and your guidance that you have over her, Lord. We thank you for your angels that you have in charge, God, in charge over her, Lord, to protect, to preserve, Lord, and to make provision for her, God, in all of her ways. Lord, we pray for her schooling and her academics, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray, God, that she would apply herself, Lord, to knowledge, Lord, to her studies, Lord, to her academics, God, and to be successful in every semester. God, every semester, let it be passing. Lord, let it be a blessing in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your direction and your guidance and instruction to be with her, Lord, that you would speak to her, God, in many different ways, Lord, that you would speak to her in nature, Lord, that you would speak to her in dreams, Lord, in songs, and through other people. In Jesus' name, we pray that she would have ears to hear, that they are sensitive ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, Lord, and that she would be yielding and responsive to the Holy Spirit within her, Father. And the Spirit of truth would guide her and nurture her, God. In Jesus' name, God, let it nurture her, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for establishing her in you and by your word, God, and that you would use her, God, in her schooling, Lord, and the things that she learns as you're preparing her, God, to serve you, Lord, even outside of the schooling, God, that you're preparing her now to serve you, God, in whatever fashion and mold and shape that is, God, let it be a preparation, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And thank you, Lord, for the woman of God. She's just acknowledging you, Lord, and acknowledging others, Father God. And I thank you for her and her spirit and her humbleness, Father God, towards you, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for blessing me. That was unexpected, but welcomed. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, have a good night.
Okay, have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is, 903-918. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good
Where
evening.
Are you calling from?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle. I'm just getting a drink of water there. Thank you for joining us this evening. Okay. Oh, I thought it was raining for a second, but it's not. And so, Father, we just thank you for Michelle, Lord. We lift her up to your throne, God, and to your altar, Lord, your throne of grace, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for where she walks, Lord. I just see her walking on like a lush green grass. And it is, thank you, Lord. Like it's nice green grass, like that soft kind, not that nice green grass. Thank you, Father God, for where you're taking her and where you're leading her, Lord, in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord. Let me just let me look something up real quick. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for Michelle's steps, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are leading her, Lord, along your path, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you would tether her steps to the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, just for this grass, God, and this growth, Lord. Let me look this up instead. Hold on, let me set my computer down. And I'm going to look up this grass and this symbolism thing here. Okay. Okay. Hold on 1 second. So I'm just seeing your feet on this grass. So let me just see. What? Okay, bear with me here. I'm still here. Hold on. Oh, here it is. Oh. Oh, that's weird because it says grass right there. It says lush and green. That's exactly what I've seen. I had no idea. So then it says happiness, prosperity, joy, new growth, and increase, distinction, notoriety, safety, provision, descendants. So let me look up if I can. There's a verse that's here. Let me go ahead. Deuteronomy 11:15. Oh, it says, and I will send grass in your fields and for your livestock that you might eat and be filled. So that is, and then provision. Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing as your feet on this grass. Again, so let me just read the symbolism for grass is happiness, prosperity, joy, new growth and increase, distinction, notoriety, safety, provision, descendants. Okay. So praise the Lord. That's what I got. That's what I'm sticking with. So praise the Lord. But you were on it. So your feet were on it. Yeah, you're on it. Whatever that is, you're on it. So it's not like the grass, you were approaching it. Your feet literally were on it. So.
Because I was riding on the road the other day, riding down the street, and I just happened to look over in this field, and the Lord told me, look how beautiful that grass is.
Oh.
And I just kind of slowed down. I slowed down, and I just looked at it, and it was, I'm talking about unusually beautiful. And I was like, and he was just, he didn't say those words, but he just wanted me to just, you know, observe it. And so this is confirmation because he's giving me an explanation of what it was, you know?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah, wow. And I wouldn't be surprised if something more doesn't come out of that, too, because, I mean, if he doesn't show you something more about the grass, because it's so, I'm just like, I'm just seeing her standing on this grass, and it's a luscious green grass, just like, and you're, and then I was like praying into it, just seeing just your feet on the grass. I'm like, what is it? And I was like, it's the grass. So that's what made me think to look up the grass. But it's so interesting to me that the Lord would say to you, look how beautiful, or look how did he say it? The grass is? Look how
luscious.
What were your words?
That was the word.
How really? No. I am blown away. I mean, like, what joy is being deposited in me. That is so wild. That's the wildest thing. That is so wild that he would say, look how lush that grass. So, wow. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is really something.
It was just so hard for me to be quiet when you were saying that. Kind of had to mute it.
I was just like, did you put your phone on mute? I don't know why I'm so tickled by this word and you sharing that. That is so fantastic. I think it's just because it's so out of the ordinary. It's not even, I mean, well, they're always, it's always amazing. Even if it was like the exact same verse, you know, I would be like, oh my gosh, I would be astonished by it. But lush green grass, it's just, that's amazing. That is amazing. Wow. I love PGN.
It is. It is so amazing.
I love PGN and all of its people. Thank you, God. People of faith, really, because you're sincere. You guys love God. Yeah, you're sincere in your faith, and it's good. It's a good place. Praise the Lord. Wow. I'm just blown away by that. So is there anything specific you'd like prayer for, Michelle?
No, it's not. I'm just going to rejoice in this.
Yeah, that is amazing. Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. That's good. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Well, God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. God bless you too. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye. Thank you. Okay. I just want to praise the Lord tonight. So I'm just going to play a 2-minute. I like this one because he is the light of heaven and he shines marvelously. God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your marvelous light and using us as your vessels, Lord, to bring forth your word, to bring forth courage, to bring forth faith, hope, grace, love, God, all of your virtues, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. Hallowed be your name, God. Glory and honor due unto you and to you alone. God bless you, everyone. Shalom.